So one of the major pieces that Technoria is bringing to the table is going to be what we call stories. And part of that, a major part of that, is to bring back some of the people who've either been on our stage or been on the show or that we've somehow interacted with and just kind of find out what they're up to now. One of those such people and companies is the founder and CEO of LaSalle Network, Tom Gimble, who was on the show almost a year ago now when it was previously called Tomorrow's Business Today. At the time, they were a rapidly growing recruiting firm here out of Chicago that had lots and lots of acclamation for being a great place to work at and accolades just going across the board. I think it was like the ninth year in a row of, Tom, what was it?
We've been Cranes and Tribune for 4 or 5 years now in a row.
It's ridiculous. The numbers keep flying. And now they're hiring. They've gone from 60 to 200 people. And more importantly, they're now nationally fulfilling searches. So I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technoria Live, and welcome back to the new show of the old show, Tom Gimble.
Glad to be with you, Scott. Thanks for having me. You look thinner, but you look the same.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
My face is supposed to get younger, and you know the hustle.
I'm just jealous of the hair.
It's, you know, sometimes a bald look is a good look.
I appreciate that. You
make bald look very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. So one of the first things I wanted to get to, because I thought it was amazing, was we have a mutual contacted Heather, mm-hmm. Who I went to college at Northwestern with, and now she is your press agent?
Yeah, she's our manager of public relations, yeah.
Okay, so Heather told me that you have this thing called LaSalmus.
Yeah, LaSalmus.
Do explain.
So we started it the first year we started the company, August of 1998. So the first LaSalmus was August of 1999 on August 17th. And so the theory is, let's celebrate the company with a big party, and it's our Christmas in August. And so we've done company trips to Vegas for it when we've had great years and obviously smaller amounts of people. It was easier to manage. But we rent out bars. We rent out restaurants. We've done horse and carriage. Last year, we had 14 or 15 horse and carriages on LaSalle Street on a Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock to take everybody to the venue. We've done, or maybe that was 2 years ago. Last year, we went over to Alcalis and everybody got a pair of cowboy boots, and then we rented out Bub City and we had a party for everybody with a country band. So we just try to do fun things, give people experiences. I'm a big believer in the theory of you can give people money, but not everybody can get experiences and to create experiences for people.
I can't imagine why Glassdoor thinks that you're such a great place to work for.
Maybe you should be our PR agent.
I don't want to get Heather in trouble. No, but in all reality, what you guys do is amazing, and I want to go to one of these things.
Well, I think the key for me has always been the separation of perks and culture. And,
for sure.
And what I beat this drum a lot when I do speaking and with clients is don't confuse perks and culture, and most companies do that.
Oh, for sure.
Bring your dog to work. We have a great culture, right? That's a perk, yeah. And somebody will leave there for more money. Give somebody a sense of community, a sense of caring, a sense of passion, common goals, commitment, accountability, recognition. That's culture.
Well, and the perks, whatever perks you give, can't be ubiquitous. It can't just be something like, well, we do dogs because they do dogs. We
right.
babysit kids because they babysit kids. It has to be like, we know, I have my finger on the pulse of the company. I know what is interesting. I know that, as you said, horse and carriage, that would be something that the people would find interesting, that's something that they would find that you actually know who's working for your company.
It's an experience. And, you know, when it comes down to perks, believe me, when people actually think about it, they'd rather have 50 cents more per dollar match on their 401k than be 100%. Able to bring their dog to work.
Yeah.
Right?
Although I do like my dog.
I think it's great. Right? But
Can
at
I
the
have
end
the
of the day,
cents
having.
And my dog.
That's the. That's when they say, oh, people want too much.
Yeah.
Right? But to create experiences of events, of commonality with people. That's it. And people, the biggest thing for us in growth, and you got to remember, we're a recruiting and staffing firm, so our job is to understand other
Sure.
people's environments and cultures. And for us, it's about saying, what are the common intellectual, right? Not being intellectual from a snooty
No,
standpoint,
yeah, no, I
follow but you. Sense of humor, work ethic, common interests. Those are good things to work with people. You don't want to work with people you fight with all the time.
Well, and I think also, I mean, to that point, in the ability to help your clients, but also your ability to retain talented individuals, is that if I experience this, you know, anything, Bub City is a great starting point.
Yeah.
If I would experience an evening at Bub City with a handful of coworkers, that's something that's going to make me not want to leave, because I developed a rapport with them that was sort of in this under the corporate umbrella of culture that we felt sort of a strong thing. We went through this together. I remember the first time we hired 10 people, 50 people, 100 people. You did that together, and you have the same sort of faces that experience these things. I think that's a glue that will keep those people in your office, you know, for as long as is humanly possible.
Yeah, and one thing we realized early on is our reputation grew and our clients grew is that if somebody worked for us, they could always walk out the door and get more money someplace else.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody will pay more because they've worked at our place. The key is making it so people don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, the expression I always say is, you can go get more money someplace else. The problem is you have to actually work at that place.
that's a difficult problem to have.
Yeah, right?
Well, obviously, there's no doubt that you guys do a great job. You've won every single award imaginable multiple times over year over year over year with retaining people and being a great place to work. So there's no question there. Before I get off the Los Alamos, the one thing I had to say is Heather made a joke about the fact that you leave the worst hints, which obviously is probably by design, the worst hints as to what this month's or this year's Los Alamos is about.
Correct.
What is going to be your crappiest hint that you would like to leave on this show?
Well, right now we're really leaning heavily to signing the contract with the Dells. So we'll probably be up there with the Dells. And you know, it's a long bus ride, but school buses were invented for that. And you know, you lower the windows, there's no air conditioning, and we'll have fun.
We'll have a fun time in Cancun is what you're saying.
We'll see where we end up.
That's amazing. So funny. So the other thing here, as we mentioned in the opening, is you guys have expanded nationally, which is important.
Yep.
And I'm going to sort of talk about what we're doing as well as what you're doing in this conversation with growth, because I think that companies like you here in Chicago are – it's obvious, right? We want to grow. We want more jobs here in the city.
Right.
But it's more important that brands that start here in Chicago are expanding into the cities, like you said, San Francisco. And what are some of the other cities you're in?
Oh, we're doing work in Boston, in Dallas, in Madison, Indy, Phoenix, we're LA, all over the country.
Same places that we're going to be trying to knock on the doors of. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important that companies like LaSalle Network and Technoria in some cases are out in these different cities so that people go, oh, where's that company from? I've never heard of that. That's Chicago-based.
Yep.
People will stop looking at this as a flyby city. And I think it's super important for the city of Chicago from a startup standpoint on my end and a tech standpoint, but also as a growth and a city that's worth stopping by and worth investing money in, is that companies like LaSalle Network have to expand out and occupy not just work in other places, but occupy space so that people see the brand and know it's a Chicago company.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. I think there are Chicago roots and values that people appreciate. I was in Boston last week. I was in D.C. and New York the week before, and obviously I'm in San Francisco a lot. And the belief is people like Midwestern people, and they like the values. And even investors know
so food is better.
The food, well, you need to eat more of it. And so, but people look at even investors and they say, okay, it might be boring. You know, so there's a perception that Chicago can be boring.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that that's part of the age that we're in. But what investors want more and what people want are companies that deliver profits. And where our company, we're recruiting from. We're not the most sexy thing in the world, but we've been an Inc. 5000 company 9 years in a row, right? So we combine this growth with the culture. And in working across the country, it's saying people in Chicago are smart. They're hardworking. They're going to grind it out for people and deliver. And that's what the great companies in the city do.
100%. And I guess that's kind of my point to why it's so exciting to have you back on talking about the growth, because it's not just a tech company boom that we grew and we've got, you know, tons and tons of accounts now. So we expanded all these cities because we're supposed to. That's what we do. Your company is one that is growing rapidly, obviously, but has known for the great culture and providing great stuff.
The interesting thing is companies grow from a pure standpoint of they want to make, well, you start a company to make money.
Yeah,
right? And you grow it to make more money. But the truth is there's two ways to make more money. You can have fewer, more competent people that produce higher margin stuff on a smaller scale. And fewer people can just make a lot of money. Or the reason we're growing really more than anything else is the career growth of our staff. If you only have one office, you can only have one manager. If you only do one service, you can only have one sales. Right? To do more, you need to be able to promote people. You need to do more offerings to be able to grow and give people exposure. The person I hired 13 years ago to do sales out of my Northwest Suburban office, she's now our chief revenue officer, overseeing 80 people, overseeing the growth and client expansion. My receptionist, office assistant in Oak Brook 11 years ago, is our chief recruiting officer, overseeing strategy for...
That's amazing.
You know, we filed on our temp side, we file over 6,000 W-2s a year. We place over 10,000 people a year in job. You know, there's that expansion.
That's insane.
And if you don't grow, they'll go someplace else.
Since the beginning of the year, how many people have you hired?
Internally, we've hired over 50 people in to work for us. Yep. And over the past 2 years, we've gone from 60 to 200.
That's insane growth.
Yeah, a lot of growth.
Can't imagine why I keep seeing you on every channel in Chicago. And I don't know how many CNBC power lunches that you do, but I mean, you must be like, I mean.
It's nice to be valid. You know, it's funny because in the recruiting space, there aren't a lot of faces out there that want to speak positively about the market. And it's always flattering when companies say, what's your opinion on what's going on?
What are some questions, I guess some of the questions that I would have for you, what are some of the things that you see forecasting as we kind of move into 2017 from a job hiring standpoint, particularly industries you see as being, you know?
Yeah. You know, I continue to see less, I'll get to industries in a minute, but more positions. A lot of still the big data analytics operational, people graduating from college with degrees in engineering, mathematics, statistics, some of that more. There was actually a great article in The Economist a few months ago about how more and more big companies are hiring people who are actually autistic because of their analytics abilities. So I think there's a lot of trends like that of what can we do a little bit differently in order to hire people? Healthcare is still a big thing. Technologies, every company's a technology play, right? We have a technology platform, right?
We're going to have a beer company on stage in a couple months here for Technori, to give you an idea of how everything is technology.
Right, everything is. I mean, you have to use, whether it's an app for your customer interface, whether it's a supply chain situation. I mean, we're working with a lot of consumer packaged goods companies that are now, you don't think of them as technology companies, but their whole supply chain model of how they move a product from A to Z is all technology-based. Yeah. Right. So we see a lot of that. I see supply chain. I see retail doing well. And from the standpoint of I don't think the economy is going to continue on this upward trend for the next 2 years. Yep. And so when that starts to slow down, you see people more go to retail from a restaurant, hospitality, things like that. You see beer increase, liquor distribution, like you're saying, that tends to go up. So I think, you know, what's going to happen in November is going to have some rippling effects. But more importantly than that, is, and I don't want to get on a political bent because I'm down the middle.
Fire away. No,
but the real issue is we're just going to see some employment legislation that's happened over the past three, four years that's going to really start to feel the effects of it over the coming 2 and 3 years. We've got minimum wage increasing. We've got the overtime changes in legislation December 1st. So there's going to be some things that corporations have to settle in with.
What I want to do is have you come back on after some of those things pass through and sort of let's see how our predictions fare out.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Where do people go to find out more about LaSalle Network? And I know that you are all over the place, so where do people go to follow you?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, LaSalleNetwork.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @TomGimbel. We have a Facebook page, LaSalle Network, and we're on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Tom, so much for coming back.
And check us out on Glassdoor, too.
They should absolutely check in Glassdoor.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And as mentioned yesterday, the 5 teams who will present at Chase Auditorium on Tuesday, August 3rd for Technori's Showcase on Wearable Works will have been announced. That's Rhythmio, Chicago-based, Nuzzle, which is our second out-of-towner based out of Florida, PinkThink, Embodied Labs, who was a guest on the show yesterday, and Geobit. You can get these tickets at technori.com/pitch. Use the WGN promo code and save yourself 20%. You can stream this episode and more on WGNBusiness.com or download each podcast on iTunes. And do not forget to stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori or me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.